Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringutang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws with monkey sounds in there and called good.
The old like Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon.
Hey, happy Wrestling Wednesday on a WrestleMania week.
Hey.
I knew this because Orange O Guy has been notifying us of the countdown to WrestleMania.
Indeed. Have you seen the prices?
Of everything? Eggs? What are you talking?
Well, I mean, for WrestleMania.
Gas? Oh, no.
It's in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
It's a two-day event?
Yeah. It's out of this freaking world.
Yeah, that makes sense.
World.
They doing it at Allegiant?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't think it's at T-Mobile.
Yeah, they do. They do big stadiums for that.
Mm. WrestleMania.
That's
great, dude. You saw it at Safeco. You went to WrestleMania at Safeco.
WrestleMania 19.
Did you rip your shirt off?
No, but we were stuck behind the guy ahead of us with his kid, who was probably 4 or 5. He was on his dad's shoulders the entire time, and giving the old Stone Cold double finger salute.
What?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. The ring was like in center field, and we were about at the pitcher's mound.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, so were you on, like, was it elevated at all, or...
What, the ring? Just,
no.
Or the seating? No.
No, so you were just looking into, how was that view? I've always wondered what that is like.
It wasn't bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
A couple hundred feet away.
Yeah.
Where's the entrance? Where did they come in from?
Oh, I don't remember that. This is a long time ago. I guess, I don't know, maybe the bullpen?
The bullpen?
I don't really remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Didn't pay much attention to that.
Well, I would just imagine that would be like a big moment, and like you were just looking at where all the wrestlers come out, figured like that might be something that stuck.
Yeah. There was a lot of beverages consumed.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
At a wrestling event.
At a wrestling event. What do you wear to WrestleMania?
I mean, just, you know, I'm just a t-shirt and jeans guy.
Yeah. All right.
I don't remember if I had my Hulkamania shirt then, though.
I don't think you did. Those were hard to come by 19 years ago.
Yeah. Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
The Jeff Russ t-shirt collection.
The proliferation of t-shirts.
What you were able to do is like either go to Spencer's Gifts.
Hot Topic.
Or the Oregon Coast to get his t-shirts. Now you have the internet, and it's all at your fingertips, my man.
Oh, I've been shopping at the Chive for a long time. We're in the dozens there by now, just from them alone.
Oh, from the Chive?
Yeah. Mm.
That's still a thing?
Oh, yeah. They're still around.
Chive.com?
Yeah. All right. Right up there with E-Bombs World?
Well, I know. That's why I'm surprised, because usually all of those sites have gone way far away. Yeah. Like
Jeff got into his, let's say, you know, they always say your music taste is like your high school and college, and then it doesn't really change after that. That's also Jeff's internet preferences.
That's post-college.
Yeah.
I mean,
I guess for him it was.
I mean, the internet wasn't widely available when you were in high school and college.
Oh, trust me. I remember my freshman year at Willamette going, what is this email thing?
Yeah, you were
How
Bryant
do I do
Gumbel.
This?
Remember Bryant Gumbel laughing at what email was on the Today Show?
Right.
That's a tough look now. Yeah. He's like, fuck, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like, my postman is ever going to leave. It's like, he gone.
So, get in the door price.
Okay,
for WrestleMania. For WrestleMania this year.
Okay, can I guess?
Yeah.
$500.
No.
Oh.
$200 for the nosebleeds.
Yikes.
And we're talking
nosebleeds. See, now we're even pricing out kids for WrestleMania. Mm-hmm.
And that's just for the first day. Day two, it's anywhere between $220 and $250.
Whoa.
But take a wild guess at what the most expensive ticket is in the market right now.
$10,000. Meet and greet? No.
$80,000.
Golly, what do you get with that?
It's a 2-day pass, Saturday and Sunday, like on the rail.
But that's it? What else comes with it?
Nah.
Like a meet and greet?
Like $79.5.
A lock of Triple H's hair?
Nah.
Nothing?
Can't even smell somebody's jockstrap.
You really?
Nah.
That costs extra.
Golly. Yeah. After watching that Vince McMahon doc, you could have gotten a lot. You could have gotten anything back in the day.
Oh, God.
And I mean anything for $80,000 from Vince McMahon.
It would have been like the scene at a beer fest. You know, full on, if you got to ask, you can't afford it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't remember that movie all that well.
Jay Chandrasekhar, when he comes up to the car.
Yeah, yeah. You don't know? You can't afford it.
Good flick. Underrated.
Oh, it is underrated.
So good.
And then Willie Nelson teasing Weed Fest at the end of it.
And we never got it.
I think they did
it. Did they do it?
Not that I'm aware of. Because I remember that being one of life's great disappointments.
Yeah.
Is Willie still around?
Let's see here.
Yeah, make sure you use
On
your work
the road
computer for
again.
That.
Yeah, I know. Beer Fest sequel Pot Fest from Broken Lizard, an update. As of 2023, Pot Fest talks were happening. That's where I thought we were going to have it.
Yeah, then
they had the
strike, and I think disrupted pretty much everything. And then a lot of those guys got that Tacoma FD money.
Mm. Yeah,
you know.
Tacoma FD money changes the man.
Look, man.
Those FX bucks.
You get those year-to-year checks that are written into those contracts. It's kind of hard to say no to.
Hot dang.
You ever watched that show?
Yeah, two episodes.
It's pretty funny.
I thought it was. Yeah. My wife did not.
Not at all, huh?
No, she's like, eh.
I can see
that not being up her alley.
I thought it was pretty funny, but I haven't really gotten back into it.
Yeah.
You know? I got so many other things I want to watch before I get to Tacoma FD.
Yeah. No, look, I think I've mentioned this before. I don't have like FOMO. I have fear of starting something.
Okay.
I will scan.
That's fair.
Through everything.
Yeah.
Like I did the Apple TV, Prime, Max, and there was like five different shows. I was like,
you just can't make a call on.
I don't know if I want to get into this. And I'm like, because like if I get into the first episode, pretty much I'm in for the long haul. The only show that's never happened with was Breaking Bad. I watched the first six episodes, and I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched it when I started watching it when I was super high after the first hip surgery.
Okay.
And I was just kind of in and out through it. And I'm like, do I want to go back and watch six more hours? Because I don't remember everything from it because I was so gone.
Yeah, that's tough.
You know what I mean? And look, I remember, like, the parts I remember, like, that was really good. Obviously, Breaking Bad, good show. Look, I'm not breaking
really
any
show.
News here.
Really good show.
But, like, once I start a show, I have, like, even if, like, a mediocre show, I have to finish it. So I will look and see how many seasons of something there is. And if it's, like, seven seasons that are out already, I'm like,
oh, I'm way too quick with the, yeah, I could do without this. I'm on to the next thing.
Oh, see, that's how
I will not have to finish a show. I'll be like,
See, that's my thing. Is like once I start,
it'll
that's
be better in my head how it finishes.
That's where the fear of starting it comes from. Because now I'm like, I have to know.
See, that's how we did Breaking Bad. Just we only decided to start watching it during its final season airing, so we went to Blockbuster Video and rented the first, like, 5 seasons or so.
God, did that come out that long ago?
And binge those.
That tells you how long ago that show ended. That was still something you could do.
Blockbuster Video at Bethany Village.
Wow. When did that close officially?
Oh, that's been a while. There's been probably 4 or 5 different joints in there since then.
Golly.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow. That really puts a date on when that show ended.
Right?
Man. All right. Well, we got a radio program today, and we're going to get to it. It's going to be...
Is that not what we're doing here?
Yeah, it is. So we're just talking shows right now, you know? Talking a little WrestleMania.
At some point in time, we have to mention the hat you have on.
Oh, I am wearing a Hillsborough Wet Sox hat.
Mm.
Not white, wet.
Yeah.
It is the...
not to be confused with dry sock.
Yeah, it's the 19U team in Hillsborough, so it's like a American Legion team. And Baseballism sponsors them.
It's a great looking hat. I got to say, when I first saw it, I thought that it was like a North Carolina hat.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was my first like quick glance at it. But then you see the stirrups and the dripping wet sock.
Yeah. Because, you know, like wet socks, something that we have here in Portland.
Oh, God.
And
yes.
I hate having my socks wet. I hate wet socks. They are the worst.
Oh, that's, yeah. I'm not sure there's really anything worse.
But it's very local centric. They did the design, and then one of the coaches, his son, is on my team. So shout outs to Mason for bringing me the hat.
It's a great hat.
It is a good looking hat.
Yeah.
And baseball is. He's like, dude, they take care of our kids to the nines. These kids are dressed.
Love multiple hats,
uniforms, all the gear. It's sweet. So shout outs to Baseballism. Great dudes.
Yeah. No, I mean, I got nothing but love for those guys. I've spent enough money there.
And it's a good looking logo and lid.
Yeah, no, it's a well-shaped hat.
Yeah, I put some work in.
Oh, did you already put some work in?
I put some work in on it. Yeah, you've got to. Bring out I will steam it and then I'll take a shower with an actual steamer.
Mm.
Yeah.
Look at you.
And then I will take a shower with the hat.
Radio money got you affording steamers.
Yeah. Well, it's actually one of my friend's dads died.
No.
And I was helping him clean out the house. And he's like, you want this? I was like, yeah, sure. So if that's the money that you speak of. Yeah.
That sounds more like radio money.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what happened and how I got a steam cleaner.
Nice.
But I use that and then I'll take a shower with the hat on and then boom, it fits like a glove. It's perfect.
You dunking your head under the shower or you just...
No, I'm showering with that hat on.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll make sure it's good.
Even if it's like a cardboard bill?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. It doesn't really affect it.
Okay.
No, because I'm not a flat bill guy.
Well, I know that, but like...
So it just shapes to your head and dries out.
Yeah, but you can get like the limp... Bill.
Never has that ever happened to me.
See, I had one hat that got super soaked. I was wearing it out in the rain, and it never, ever, ever, like, it remained flaccid. It never got rigidity back.
Yeah, never had the limp bill.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that is unique to you. Mm. In the rain?
I was just out in the pouring rain all day long, yeah.
In your... Like, what did it look like? A piece of paper just flopping down in your face? Well, what are you talking about?
It didn't fall all the way down, but like it like just was so, even after it dried, it lost the ability to like hold any kind of bend to it at all.
Danny's hat went emo on him.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, why is The Cure playing in my car?
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah.
It's just lost all ability to like really hold any kind of shape at all.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and I was like, so I've always been leery of that ever since.
Wow. Hot dang. Hmm. Well, if you want to catch a peep of the hat, you can look on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/1080amthefan. That's where we be streaming. We got a lot that we need to get to today. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Eric Angel will join us.
Hey.
He will be, he's live from Knoxville, Tennessee. He is a former Tennessee quarterback, now hosts the aptly named Eric Ains Show.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy, huh?
really
yeah.
went to marketing for that one.
They really did. Eric is going to join us at 1 o'clock to talk about the Nico Iamaliava saga, how it's affecting Tennessee. And he's got a unique perspective because he's a guy that was a really good quarterback at Tennessee, left, played in the NFL, and was like, you know what?
Tennessee's pretty cool.
Being the quarterback at Tennessee, you can make a good life for yourself. Mm-hmm. And he has.
Yeah.
So Eric's going to join us at 1 o'clock today. And we'll talk all things Nico and where the Vols go from now. Transfer portal's open. They don't have a quarterback.
Sure.
And the portal closes next Friday. So it's going to be a stressful week and a half for the folks in Knoxville and Tennessee fans everywhere. We've got a lot of NBA stuff that we need to get to, including, we touched on this yesterday, the edict that has come down from New Orleans about Zion Williamson and if that affects the hometown team.
Indeed.
The Portland Trail Blazers. But where we got to start is we had some play in action and
the basketball was good.
I need to make a correction on something that I've always said about officiating in basketball.
Mm.
Because I have always wanted consistency and we got it last night. But I need to apologize.
Mm.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Well, just like The Undertaker popped up out of his casket, the officials did last night. Holy smokes. I have an apology that I need to make. I have asked for one thing and one thing only from officials. Consistency. As long as they are consistent throughout the course of a game, I am okay with how the officiating goes. Good calls, bad calls, they go both ways for teams. Holy smokes, what we saw last night in the Golden State-Memphis game. The officiating was consistent,
and awful.
But it was awful.
Awful.
There were so many horrifically bad calls in that game that went against both teams. So it was consistent to both teams. But how in the world were they seeing some of the things that they saw? Like, the one that sticks out to everybody is
one.
The pods block.
That's about as clean a block as you're going to get in the NBA.
But how about Steph? What led to that run out was Steph Curry getting tackled. Steph got tackled on the other end, and that's why Jimmy's pass was errant. Is because they wrapped up Steph Curry, and they're like, nah, nope, but that pod's block, nuh-uh. And then the foul that the Warriors lost their challenge on, yeah, on Draymond.
Draymond.
Where they're like, he jumped into Zach Edey. That's a blockout.
Yeah.
That looked like it was just a blockout, and then Edey grabbed his shoulder, pushed down, and went up, and it was like, I don't get what y'all are seeing on these, and that's just like the tip of the iceberg.
The Looney one, after the pods block, I saw people getting upset about it. It was the right call.
The Looney one,
hit Edey's arm, and it dislodged the ball.
Now, the Moody one.
Oh, God, no. Yeah, no.
That was really bad.
And the inconsistency of physicality that was and wasn't allowed. Like you said, Steph was tackled.
Yeah.
Before that. And then you had Scottie Pippen Jr., I want to say three possessions before that, went to the rim and got absolutely trucked and didn't get a call. And I believe before that it was Aldama that got run into after he let his shot go. And I'm like, look, they just called some ticky-tack stuff, but they're also letting these guys just like run each other over. And I'm just like, in the pods one, like, it was funny watching social media and everyone who has zero vested interest in the game, like nobody from either media market is like, that's as clean a block as I think I've ever seen. Like,
dude, and that's a really difficult block to make.
Oh, like, he sized him up and just made a hell of a play.
He re-angled himself at the elbow and
he
was
went
like,
out wide.
Yep. Bam. And he went up and I was like, oh, I don't. That was just really bad.
Yeah.
And that was a bad call. And so I apologize to the folks out there.
Did you see the runtime on the game?
No.
Take a wild guess. So average runtime of an NBA game is 205.
Yeah, I was going to say 235.
3 hours.
3 hours.
3 hours was the actual runtime.
Really?
Yeah.
I did get over late, but I just figured it was TNT.
Yeah, no, it brutal.
Yeah, that was not good.
Brutal.
But other than that, now we can get to the basketball.
Yeah.
Playoff Jimmy turned into play-in Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. Turns out, still really freaking good.
And efficient.
My God.
And the way that Jimmy, he also had some really boneheaded plays. Like that turnover.
Oh,
to
the
Steph
jumping
where,
in the air, yeah.
And the Warriors.
It was a great job baiting it by Pippen.
The Warriors had a lot of get in the air, not know what to do plays that I was like, this is really uncharacteristic of a Warriors team. A Steve Kerr coach team.
I will say the 7'4" guy in the middle had something to do with that.
Yeah, he probably was different.
I will say this, just the holistically, the 30,000 foot view. Zach Edey got picked on so much.
Yeah.
So much. And I'm kind of glad that Isolo stayed with him down the stretch because he did make big plays. The one thing I wish that they would have done is given him the opportunity to post up Draymond Green.
They
never did it. Look, I know Dre's an incredible player, and little guys can be a problem for big guys like that are really good at post defense, but he's a foot taller.
Yeah, can we get... I think that before you get to that point with Zach Edey, though, you have to teach him not to bring the ball down to his waist every time he touches it.
Yeah.
Because it equalizes everything he does. He brings the ball so low.
He gets low in his stance and does that power crab dribble and he brings the ball down. Well, it's like
even when he gets a rebound though, he had four turnovers last night.
And they were all strips.
All of them where he gets the rebound, brings the ball down. You're like, what are you doing? Yeah. Nobody can get the ball above your head, dude.
Go to the Steven Adams School of Rebounding.
Yeah.
Ball up high, ball stay high.
Dude, we're gonna talk to Eric in a half hour, dude. His dad would yell at us.
Yeah.
All high elbows, man. Go to the Doug Ainge School of Rebounding.
Bet those elbows have seen some teeth.
Yeah. Yeah. If you've seen Danny play, you know where he got it.
Uh-huh.
But Edey was not, like, he got picked on at times. He was not bad, though, and he was not a liability for them.
No, because he was redemptive in the final couple minutes.
Yeah, it was like the facts of life, right? Mm-hmm. You take the good, you take the bad. And that is Zach Edey at times. But with the way that Jimmy was scoring and the efficiency that he was scoring...
Yeah, 18 free throws is a lot.
The Steph Curry's 22 points in through three quarters may have been the quietest 22 through three.
He was picking and choosing.
But then he went to the fourth quarter, and it was like he hit that three when there was a loose ball, and Post just kind of flipped it to him, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, they're not losing.
Yeah.
Like Steph is on one, and then it was just like the triple bang, pump bang, fake bang, one, bang, bang, bang,
off the step back. Yeah, I thought the last pump fake with the live first camera angle that he hit a shimmy, but it was him like readjusting
yeah.
after another pump fake, and I was like, did he shimmy before he let that go? Dude,
he had 15 points in the fourth quarter,
and I would say of those 15 points, what 12 of them came in the last 4 minutes, the last 3 minutes,
back to back threes at the 2.5 minutes,
6 free throws. I think
he was. That was scary
yeah.
to see him play like that. And the fact is, the Grizzlies gave them everything they had, but Ja goes down with the ankle. Yeah, I thought he broke that thing.
Yeah, he's not. When he came back in the game, number one, coming back in the game was shocking. Number yeah. two, he was not himself after that.
And note to Reggie Miller, when a guy's taking something on the sidelines, let's not lie to people and be like, oh, he's taking Advil. Just ignore it.
Yeah.
we know he wasn't taking Advil.
He's taking Dordal.
So that kind of changed.
He's an anti-inflammatory, so it doesn't swell up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. it is.
yeah.
But also so he doesn't feel his leg.
But then that ankle injury also, it affected how that game ended yeah. in its totality, because holy smokes, a play-in game ending like this.
Curry will be on the inbound. He's the most dangerous guy to get it back. And he gets it out to Morant.
5 seconds.
5 second violation. They could not inbound.
5 seconds.
Oh my goodness. Calamity.
Kevin Harlan is amazing.
Yes.
Calamity.
When something goes wrong, I love Kevin Harlan on the call. It's so great. Also, that was not 5 seconds.
I timed it out. It was. It was 5 seconds from when the official handed him the ball and did his first one. It was five.
All of the stopwatch experts were like, it's 4.9.
No, it was five, but it's usually you get five and a tick.
Five and a beat, yeah.
And they didn't give the beat, but he started his hand slow, but he handed the ball, and then he went to the other hand, and it was five, but it was a quick call for a 5 second violation. Yeah. It was 5 seconds, but it was a quick call for a 5 second violation. Cause it's just like when the play clock's running down in football, like Rustin and I were talking about this before the show. It's just like that where
you get the zero,
the zero, and then they look up and it's like, hey, it's on zero. You didn't snap.
Yeah.
I guess I got to do it. Yeah. Right. That's usually how it is. It was pretty quick, but again, not surprising with the way that game was officiated.
Oh yeah. Not only that, I think Santi Aldama was caught off guard that Steph Curry was guarding him on the inbounds.
Yeah.
Like, because normally you want size on the inbounder. But instead, they put Steph on, who's 6'3", on 6'10", 6'11", Santi Aldama.
Yeah.
And I think he was like,
but why?
Why? Like, I legitimately think it made him, like, pause for a beat.
Yeah.
Because they were thinking Steph would probably be picking up somebody else, and that's where they wanted to go with the ball. I don't know if it's like this master stroke by Steve Kerr, but I definitely think it caught him off guard.
Yeah.
As weird as that was, but what a stupid way for a game to end.
That was bad.
Like, not even the shout out the producer for TNT for instantly panning to Tuomas Iisalo, because he just was like, what? Like, he life left his body.
I don't, they don't blow the whistle. He didn't look like he was anywhere close to throwing the ball in anyways.
No.
I mean, even if you want to say it was a quick 5 seconds.
It was an imminent pass was not coming.
The ball wasn't over his head like he's in the process. Like, he was still frozen, not knowing what to do. Yeah. That was a brutal end of the game. And now the Warriors go to take on the 2 seed in the West, the Houston Rockets. The line opened with Warriors minus 190. It has been bet down to Warriors minus 170. The 7 seed is favored over the 52-win 2 seed in the Western Conference.
And a reminder, the Houston Rockets took it to the Golden State Warriors 10 days ago.
Yep.
And Amen Thompson maybe made Steph Curry have one of the worst games I've ever seen him have.
So we got that going for us, which is nice.
A certain entertainment site may or may not have had the Rockets at plus 200 last night before the game ended.
Yikes, dog.
Which, mighty fine.
All right.
Mighty fine.
Okay, well, we got another game. That was less... I mean, it was less entertaining.
The stark contrast between the East and the West was so on display.
Yeah, we can just say this. The Orlando Magic beat the Hawks.
Mm.
Boston is favored. They are minus 5,000.
Jeez.
Over the seventh seeded Orlando Magic.
How much is Jalen Suggs worth? Minus 5,000. That's nuts.
Yep. The Sharps say that there's a 98% chance.
Boy, did they get bailed out last night by Cole Anthony and Anthony Black, though.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Cole Anthony played outstanding. That wasn't the highlight of the game. Mm. It was TNT doing it again. First is Rust with SportsCenter.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, the Orlando Magic are going to be moving on to take on the Boston Celtics in the 2-7 matchup. Orlando knocking off the Hawks last night, 120-95. A game that, with two-point game heading into the fourth quarter?
Yes.
Because that was a weird game.
41-point fourth quarter, yeah.
It was a weird game because Orlando came out and just hammered Atlanta in the first quarter.
Yeah, 17 points for the Hawks in the first quarter. Not great, Bob.
But you know what? The NBA, any game can come right back to you. And that's what happened. But then the fourth quarter, it was like an avalanche. Yeah. And Atlanta didn't stand a chance.
A Colvalanche?
Cole Anthony, 26 points in 20 minutes.
Uh-huh. Plus 32.
Just coming off the bench like, all right, I'm here. Let's go.
Look, I remember Cole Anthony at Hoop Summit and coming out of that week, God, was it 7 years ago? And thinking, number one, that's an NBA player. Number two, going, that guy's instant offense. And I look around the NBA right now, he's probably one of the better, like towards the very top, like sixth man type players. Like when he gets going, man, he gets, and that's what you saw last night. He just gets going, and he had a couple of just bleep you threes that it was just like, all right, dude. Oh, I guess it's your night. And, you know, the Magic needed it because Paolo Banchero could not hit a shot to save his life.
Yeah.
He got to the free throw line. He was effective there. Franz was okay. But it was really Anthony Black and Cole Anthony that saved him. But, my God, the Hawks, you know, the Magic, giving up 120 points to the Magic is downright disgusting because they can't score. It's one of the worst offenses in the league.
Yeah.
And you give up a buck 20. Now, look, I know the Hawks are injured. I know the Magic are injured. They're both sacrificial lambs to whoever they go play. But, boy, did the Hawks go out sad, including Trae Young.
Trae Young ejected. The referee said he was making a mockery of the game.
Yeah.
Double tees with 4.5 to go. The game was out of hand at that point, though.
Which makes it worse to me.
What was it, like 109-87 or something like that? And
like 4.5 minutes to go.
Yeah. Then they just, Trae threw a fit, and he gone.
Yeah, that's like one of those things where you just look at Trae Young again. You're just like, God, you're talented, but God, you're just a complete pain. Like, I know the game's decided, but you don't want to see your best player act like that.
No. Like, it would be one thing if he was doing it to, like, honor or defend a teammate
or something like that.
But
that instead, he was throwing a tantrum because he got stuffed in a locker.
Can we just say what honestly the best part was? Was inside the NBA.
Oh, God.
When, I have to frame this here because the audio, it starts with Shaquille O'Neal is giving CPR to a stuffed
Harry the Hawk.
Harry the Hawk. It's like a little mini one.
Brings him out.
It's actually probably like 3 feet tall, but in Shaq's little hands.
It looks very tiny.
It looked very tiny.
It's like a beer can and Andre the Giant.
Right.
Yeah. They were supposed to bring a live hawk in. But instead they brought a quote-unquote dead hawk inside of a shoebox.
And Shaq was trying to give it CPR. And it led to the line of the night outside, of course, of...
Calamity!
I tried. Harry, come back.
Oh, my gosh.
I tried, Harry. You and kiss some chicken heads in your day, too. Yeah.
Yeah. That might be the funniest line.
Yeah. The big man had no comeback.
This is my confession.
He is on the ropes. Referee stops contest. He'll
be
back.
Oh, my God. No, man. Oh, that's a meme. That is a meme.
It's so great. It was, and that's what makes those guys so great. Is just that off the cuff, just from the top rope, Barkley just drops a nuke on Shaq, and it hit. Normally, Shaq is so quick back with something.
Frozen.
It just knocked him out.
Frozen.
He just jaw dropped, head threw back, like, damn.
That's. And if you're unfamiliar with the term, you can go to your
local urban dictionary
and find that real quick. That was the best part of that game.
Yeah, it was.
And this is kind of what the play-ins tonight, probably not going to be much better. Miami-Chicago may be mildly entertaining.
I have mild interest in that game.
Why so? Oh, because of your hatred for Miami? Well, yeah, Chicago, 1.5-point favorites. And then you have Sacramento-Dallas, which, I don't know.
Who wants it less?
I think that just the sights of Nico Harrison potentially could be great if he travels to Sacramento tonight.
By the way, the quotes that came out of that press conference.
Well, we read most of them.
I mean, I heard some of the... So they actually did allow the reporters to record so that they didn't have to rely on the team transcription.
What?
Yeah. So they weren't going to allow them.
I have not seen any of that.
Tim McMahon this morning, I was listening to him on the Hoop Collective. They were able to convince Mavs PR that they could record their own audio. They could not release it, but they could use it for transcription. So they didn't have to wait on the team to give them the transcription.
They had to convince them of that.
Apparently, they said it took like 15, 20 minutes to kind of
oh my
go
gosh.
Back and forth over through that. And
that organization, man.
Yeah, and we actually got what, so we didn't know, like, we heard some of Nico's answers, but we didn't know what some of the questions were coming out or going into it. The very first question was from Tim McMahon, and he just dropped a bomb on him. He goes, I'm paraphrasing here, you have a fan base that is done with you. You have everyone around sees no hope, no nothing. There's nothing of redemption. Why? Why should Patrick Dumont not fire you on the spot? Oh. That was the first question. I was like,
God damn.
And remember, they brought in what was supposed to be friendly, air quotes, media, and McMahon just came right at his neck.
As he should.
And I was like, good for you, Tim.
That's really good. Yeah. Those are the things when a press conference is recorded, you get to see where the tone is from the beginning all the way to the end if you watch it. We had no idea what the tone or tenor of those conversations.
That was the very first question to Nico Harrison. Apparently, they brought in Tim Welts, who's the business side, and they tried to soften the mood a little bit by talking about all the new arena plans and expansion. Because he's the guy that's responsible for the All-Star Weekend and getting Chase Center built in the Bay and all those kind of things. Like, he's very well respected and very well known. So they tried to bring in somebody that everybody likes.
He had a quote to try to defend it where he mentioned that when he was in Golden State, and this one wasn't in any of the normal articles that were out there, but he dropped when he was in Golden State, they traded Monte Ellis and everybody was upset until Steph Curry arrived. And it was like, you had Steph Curry.
Not only that, you traded Monte Ellis, who was a no-time All-Star, I believe, at that point in time, as opposed to a five-time first-team All-NBA player that was going into his prime. That was just off the NBA Finals. And your team was god-awful for 20 years.
Had him.
The best part of your franchise at that point in time in the last 20 years was the We Believe Warriors.
All right. Well, God bless you, Dallas. Yeah. Staying in the news. Staying in the news. All right, 503-864-6326. That's a fan text line. The portal hath opened up in college football yesterday at about 9 p.m. Pacific time. The portal reopened. Oregon has one player already in, but a big name is already on the move. Danny and Dusty on the Fan. All right, the transfer portal is open in college football. Opened up at 9 p.m. Pacific time last night. And the guys who are already throwing their names in. And look, before the portal even opened, Cal running back Jaden Ott had already found a new home. Weird.
Wow.
Huh? How did that happen?
That's crazy.
Weird. Jaden Ott is heading to Oklahoma, where he'll be with another former Pac-12 player in backfield of John Mateer and Jaden Ott, Washington State and Cal, going to be the backfield for the Oklahoma Sooners in Norman. They got bigger issues there in Norman. Mm. Their offensive line was kind of a mess.
Which is weird for Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Long-standing history of very good offensive lines.
Well, their O-line coach stayed when Lincoln Riley left for USC, and then I think he retired last year. And they brought in two guys from the portal on the O-line, brought in, I think, three more offensive linemen in their recruiting class, or four more offensive linemen in their recruiting class. Like, they know they need to fix that and rectify it real quick because their defense is really good under Brent Venables. Yeah. Oddly enough, Oklahoma's offense is a pretty big issue.
Which is why you go change your coordinator, you have him bring in his quarterback, and you go get the top running back in the portal.
Yeah.
Super helpful.
Yeah, and they're going to run the ball. Mm. That's for sure. But we also have, yesterday we talked about this, when Jay Nott entered the portal, four Cal running backs had entered the portal.
Your entire running back room?
Nope.
That's wild.
Fifth entered today. Last year, Javion Thomas ran for 626 yards and seven touchdowns. He has now entered the transfer portal. That'd be five. They now have true freshman Anthony League is the only running back in Cal's running back room anymore.
How bad do things have to be where if you're the fourth running back and there's a chance you might see real tick that you're like, this is so bad, I gotta go.
Yeah, we mentioned this yesterday. Aristotle Thompson, the running backs coach at Cal, left this past offseason to go to Northwestern. And when you have a position coach change, look, everybody wants to say it's all on the head coach. And largely it is to rally identify coaches that fit your system and in the players that you have and the players that you want there. But the most time you spend with anybody is your position coach. And those guys mean a whole hell of a lot to keeping a room together. So that's a big blow for Cal. Oregon has had a player enter the portal. Roderick Pleasant entered the portal today. He's former, I think he was a four-star corner.
Yeah.
He's on the track team. He's very fast.
He fast.
But it has been an issue to get on the field for him in various ways. I think the competition really is the biggest one, because you look at where Oregon's DB room has been over the last couple of years. Pretty dang good.
Yeah, whether it's Christian Gonzalez or Jabbar Muhammad, like, you just kind of go down the list. There's been dudes on the edges that have been very good.
And I think this year, when you look at where Oregon went, whether it was the portal, where they went and got two corners out of the portal, and then they get four freshmen coming in, they're adding six to that room and building depth. You know, these sorts of things, they're going to happen, man.
And if he's going to move into the back of the defense, you go out and you go get, Purdue safety.
Yeah, Thieneman.
Yeah, I mean, it's
And Theron Johnson, the corner out of Northwestern, really damn good. Kennedy, the kid from Ole Miss, like, they've gone out and they've gotten high-end guys. So we're going to see what that – hopefully Roderick Pleasant lands on his feet and he goes somewhere. But portal is open, man, and it's open for business. We'll see. It would be surprising if Oregon added very many guys via the portal this year, in the spring, I should say, in the spring portal, because they're pretty set at a lot of positions. I think if you were to see one, if inside linebacker pops up, adding depth to that room, wide receiver, obviously, you can never have too many of them, though. Yeah. They got some young guys, man, that are pretty dang good and highly touted guys that they've been kind of growing. And then, gosh, I don't know where you would go. Maybe the interior defensive line, if a big name enters the portal. I don't see Oregon being very active in the spring portal.
I think if you're looking at the top 20 programs in the country, unless something crazy happens, like a Jaden Ott hitting the portal, I don't think you're going to see those programs really doing a ton right now.
Or you're the University of Tennessee, which has to fill your quarterback room now that Nico Iamaliava is in the portal and gone from the University of Tennessee. We'll talk with former Vols quarterback, now host of The Eric Ainge Show. Eric Ainge will join us next. Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.